Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm kind of interested that we're having snow today.
Oh, yeah, snow.
Interesting is the word for me.
It is interesting.
I'm just barely over summer.
I hope it stops soon.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. But it's great to be back with you.
It is great to be back in the studio. And what are we going to talk about today?
You know, something that I'm quite interested in and have had the benefit of, and that's, I think, chiropractics.
Awesome. Yes, chiropractic. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Curtin.
Yay.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I should say hi, Dr. Mike.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we're continuing our series on physical medicine where we're talking to different practitioners who use physical medicine to help your body heal. And so I thought it would be a great idea to have Dr. Mike on today.
I totally agree. I love having guest speakers. I learn a lot.
Yes, exactly. So, Dr. Mike, I guess our first question is, or my first question is, that I usually like to ask my people that I have on is, what got you into the field that you are in, chiropractic medicine?
Well, when I always knew that I was always very interested in the sciences and biology, and I had worked as a nurse's aide and a lab technician. Mm-hmm. And so it was something that really I was drawn to. And that on the one hand, and then on the other, I had, since I was 10 years old, had these very, very difficult migraine headaches.
Wow.
And they were atypical in that there was a wide, what they call a constellation of neurological signs and symptoms. So I'd get in terms of a classic migraine headache, you have the prodrome, first part, mm-hmm. and then the headache, which follows. And so my prodromal part had a lot of odd neurological signs. Mm-hmm. For instance, I would get numbness on my face, my arms, wow. my tongue would get numb.
Wow.
And then I'd have the visual aberrations. It would affect the speech center of the brain, the Broca center. And so I would try to say things and something else would come out. And I remember one of the first times, so it started when I was 10 years old. And one of the a first example was in earth science class. I remember I was having what I called my attacks because nobody had labeled them migraines yet.
Right.
And I had been to a couple, you know, the family doctor, and he wasn't very interested in the whole process and he didn't think it was a big deal. And so I was left to my own devices to try and put words on what was going on.
Wow.
And so I remember in earth science class, I was having my attack and I raised my hand to ask the teacher if I could go to the nurse. But what came out of my mouth was, can I go to France?
Wow.
And so this was very, very strange. And he looked at me like, what is wrong with this kid? He
right.
knew there was something wrong because I was really pale and yeah. I wasn't myself. And so he just said, go. And so I went. And so when I would have these attacks, what I would have to do is just lie down in a dark room and wait. And it would
right.
take a day or two. Uh-huh. And then it would go away. And when I was years later, when I was 28 years old, and I was decided I had to become a doctor. I had already, like I said, worked in nursing and worked in a lab and realized that if I'm ever going to do what I really want to do, I'd have to become a doctor. So I went back to school and was taking the pre-med.
Uh-huh.
And I met a person that was also in pre-med, but she was going to be a chiropractor. And we were studying for a test, and she and me and another person, and I said, "Oh my God, I'm having one of my attacks," and she goes, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, and I explained what was going on. She goes, "Oh my God, that's a migraine. Just go to a chiropractor." This was in New York. That's my New York. And I'm like, "Really?" And she goes, "Yeah, my boyfriend's a chiropractor, but I wouldn't go to him because I thought he was an idiot." Not just saying, nothing personal. Uh-huh. But I went to a chiropractor in town, and this was in New York on Long Island. And after my first adjustment, the whole procedure didn't last as long. I never had to throw up again. That was part of it too. I would have to throw up.
Yeah.
And it made a huge, huge difference. So wow. I realized that's what I'm going to do.
Cool. I like
that. That's a great story.
I love stories like that, that lead people to where they're meant to be.
Your own testimonial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so.
That's very common with chiropractors. A lot of the people that are chiropractors either have their own story or were their parents were chiropractors. That's usually how people come to it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so why don't you just tell me a little bit about chiropractic, the history of chiropractic and.
Well, okay. Chiropractic started actually adjusting the spine goes centuries, far, mm-hmm. far back in the East. Hindu and Asia, they've been doing it for centuries. Uh-huh. But it was discovered in America in 1895 in Davenport, Iowa, by a fellow whose name is D.D. Palmer, Daniel David Palmer. And he was at the time, and of course, Davenport at that time was like a center. It was a hub.
Okay.
It was a very, very busy town on the Mississippi, and all the traffic east and west in the country passed through there. Hmm. He was a magnetic healer, and in the 1890s, the U.S. was experiencing a renaissance in natural healing, vegetarianism and just a whole osteopathy developed at that time as well. And so there was this whole sense of that the body can heal itself. Mm-hmm. It's designed to heal itself. And so this guy, D.D. Palmer, was a magnetic healer. And what that means is he would put, if you had a problem, if say you had a liver problem, you'd come to see him and he'd put one hand on top of your liver and the other one on the bottom and he'd run life force energy through your body and you'd get better. It was kind of a combination of what we called of acupressure and polarity therapy, if you've ever heard of polarity. Mm. So it was a combination of those. Mm. And so there was a janitor in the building where he worked, whose name was Harvey Lillard, and he had been deaf for 17 years. Hmm. And it occurred when he was working in a confined space, and he felt a pop, and then he couldn't hear after that. And Dee Dee noticed that he had a lump. He could actually see a bump on his neck. And he brought him into his office and tried to reduce the bump mm-hmm. by pressing on it. And after two sessions, he went from not being able to hear the streetcars, mm-hmm. they were in a second story office out the window, to being able to hear a pocket watch at an arm's length. So he was able to hear again. So that was the beginning of chiropractic in America.
Those are very convincing stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So then the issue became, well, we found out that this is working, but why? Mm-hmm. Is it working? And so that falls back on his background in natural healing, that the body's designed to heal itself. Mm-hmm. The saying they used to say is, the power that made the body heals the body. They would always make these big pronouncements back then. Mm-hmm. And so what they would do is try to describe what it is that's healing these people. And again, they talked about, and this is how chiropractors got in trouble with MDs, is because we used to talk about and this the innate intelligence of the body, innate meaning inner, intelligence meaning organizing force, And that sounds fair enough. That's, you're not going to get in trouble scientifically with that. But then they started calling it Mother Nature, or She with a capital S. And that started getting us off into the voodoo kind of land. And so we were kind of stereotyped, I guess, as not being scientific.
Could I say something about that? You know, long before I ever tried chiropractics, I had heard, you know, they're quacks and they just want to sign you up for life every day. And I was like, that seemed like maybe like voodoo or something to me at the time. But I've long since overcome that. And I was just curious, could you address that at all? Is that part of the whole kind of the controversy between like natural medicine and the body healing itself and a typical medical practice?
Well, the thing about coming for life, it's like, you know, it's one of those things you do to help your body function normally. Mm-hmm. You know, you brush your teeth every day for life. You're going to exercise every day. Well, not every day, but on a regular basis for life. It's those, you're going to eat right for life. It's one of those things you do to maintain your body. And you'll hear people talk about going to the chiropractor to make the pain go away. But then after that, there's the maintain how your body functions. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, chiropractic is really great at helping your body function as good as it can, according to your limitations of matter. I mean, if you've come to see me when you're 2.5 years old, like I had a young man, really young man, yesterday, you're going to heal super fast because your body's changing and growing and developing, and your nervous system is just, it's very, very active. And then if you come to a chiropractor late in life, you're kind of, your body is set in its ways. It's not growing as much anymore. It's not healing as fast as it used to. And you're not going to get, well, you can still get miraculous results, but it's going to take more work. Right. You know, so
it doesn't mean that if you're older, you should not try a chiropractor if you have an issue.
No, absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure but there's people
older
know that.
And then there's older.
Gets older every year.
Yeah, it does. And that's a constant. But I mean, I have a 90-year-old patient that comes in and he tells me my back hurts. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, I cut 2 cords of wood. And I'm like, okay, well, I know this guy's going to get better.
Yeah,
because he's very active.
Yeah,
and then there you have older people that are not active, and their life force energy is lower.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, they're not, their body's going to have a hard time healing itself.
Yeah, super interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so why don't you tell me, Dr. Mike, just about different kinds of things that you can help people with, just so if people are unfamiliar.
Well, I got into it for migraine reasons. Uh-huh. So it helps with headaches, not just migraines, but all kinds of headaches. Migraines are, in my case, it was a misalignment in the upper neck.
Okay.
That was the nerves from that level were controlling the blood flow to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so vascular headaches can be helped if there's a misalignment in your neck.
Okay.
The people often see chiropractors for car accidents, whiplash injury, or a sports injury. I see lots of people for sports injuries. And a lot of times that's for an athlete, you know, and again, they get better really, really fast, young
right.
people and athletes. The low back pain is really common.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that we can help with.
That's me.
And then there's hearing issues, ringing in your ears,
right.
things like that can be helped. A lot of it has to do with how long the problem's been around.
Right.
If it's been around for a long time, it'll take a long time to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's new or relatively a young problem, your body can heal it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's lots of things I do that help. Feet and ankle issues. People are always surprised when I say, "Oh, let me see your foot," and they're like, "Well, I've had that for ages." And then after just a few short adjustments, you can tell right away if it's going to help or
okay.
not. It doesn't, you know, after one or two treatments, you can say, "Wow, that was really different."
Right.
And then it kind of gives us a hint that we're on the right track. And it's going to take as long as it takes, as long as your body takes to heal itself. Mm-hmm. And it's on its own calendar, timetable, which right. we don't always understand. But
and we don't always like either.
No, never like. It's always got to be faster.
Have you heard of optical migraines?
Yes.
Could it help those as well? Just curious.
Yeah, the optical migraine is, well, first, when I was first in chiropractic school, there were 28 different kinds of headaches. And the last the last one was headaches of unknown origin. Now there are more headaches. When I was, you know, I was a chiropractor in chiropractic school about 30 years ago, a long time ago, we didn't have optical migraines, weren't a thing. And but what they are is all the neurological signs without the headache. So a migraine is the neurological signs are caused by vascular, I'm going to make it human normal terms, by the blood vessels getting very, very tight. And they're diminishing the flow of blood to your brain. And that means less oxygen. And that, and your brain loves oxygen. And when it doesn't get enough, then parts of your brain will not function correctly. And then we'll have symptoms like the numbness or the tingling.
The aura thing, the zigzag
aura,
thing.
Yeah, the scotoma, that's our name for it, which is a kind of an arc of, a scintillating arc of lights that kind of block your view or your vision.
It reminds me of like when I look at the sun and you kind of have that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's yeah, because I get those too.
And it's interesting is because a flash of light can trigger that. You know, if you have, you know, there's like a set of, a handful of triggers for migraines, like chocolate, tobacco, alcohol, not enough sleep, a flash of light, and any one or two of those together can trigger you into a migraine. And so it's kind of an overwhelming neurological, I don't want to attack, but overstimulation. And that triggers the arteries to the brain to contract and get smaller. And
wow, I need to share all this with someone very close to me.
Yes. So then the headache part, so meanwhile, while these blood vessels are constricted, your body's trying to open them up, open them up, open them up. And then finally, when it does, they balloon open and you get this wonderful headache. And that's the second half of the migraine. That's the headache part. Which, yeah, they say if you have cup of coffee, maybe it'll constrict it or not, but I don't know about that.
So in the very simplest of terms, to sort of go along with this, the idea that you're wanting to keep it so everybody can get it, it's an adjustment of the spine, the neck, the hips, the physical bones of the body, so that there's free flowing nerve pathways.
Yes.
Okay.
You're correct.
Yeah.
The as you go from top to bottom on the spine, at each level, you'll have spinal nerves, a pair, one on each side, right and left. And they will branch off from the spinal cord, which is an extension of the brain, and go to different locations in the body. And the ones in your neck go to your upper arms, back up to your head. The ones in the mid-back go to the organs of your chest. The ones in the lower back go to the organs of your pelvis and down your legs. And so if you're having sciatica, which is, you know, pain or unusual sensations down your leg, and if there's a misalignment located in your lower back, usually the fourth or fifth lumbar vertebrae, and we can adjust that and take pressure off that nerve, that will allow the normal flow of nerve energy and you won't have the symptoms.
Wow.
That's kind of how that works.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Maybe we should take a moment here to say that you're listening to KVSH. It's 101.9 Vashon Island, Voice of Vashon. And let's see, am I remembering everything?
You got it, I think. I'm Dr. Lisa Morrison. I'm here with Claire DeNice. And we are talking to Dr. Michael Curtin, the chiropractor.
Yay.
Yeah. So, what was my next question? I'd like you to tell us about the experience that a person would have if they came to see you.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you came to my office, which is in the little gray house across from the subway sandwich station in town on Vashon Highway, it's you'd come in and you'd probably meet me, and I would hand you a clipboard and you'd fill out the intake forms. And then we'd talk about what's going on. That's called a consult. And then I'd do an exam to find out what's going on. And then we'd do the adjustment. So it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. The adjustments themselves are, they shouldn't be painful.
Okay.
But if people are in a lot of pain, even if I just touch the area, it can be painful.
Yeah.
And so I always try to mitigate the amount of suffering mm-hmm. for lots of reasons. One is I don't like watching people suffer. And the other is that if I don't make you feel better, you probably won't come back.
Right.
And so that's a pretty logical way to approach that. But the adjustment themselves are by hand. I mm-hmm. do them by hand. And sometimes I use the activator. It's an adjusting tool and often referred to as the clicky thingy by most people.
Uh-huh. And very scientific.
Yeah, it's very scientific. And then so there's this thing old time chiropractors call the 80-10-10 rule. Uh-huh. So after the adjustment, 80% of the time people feel better. 10% of the time they feel worse, and 10% of the time they don't feel any different. And so I try to always remember the 80-10-10 rule when I'm talking to people, so they kind of have a sense of what to expect.
Right.
And if they're sore, then like usually a nice hot bath will help.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'll recommend ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how severe the issue is, I'll have you come back the next day or in 2 days or in a week.
Okay.
You know, I always feel better as soon as I get in there because I know I'm going to get help.
That's good. what was I going to ask? Oh, I know what it was. Just could you talk a little bit about, because when I think about chiropractic, like I'm familiar with it, and, you know, some people maybe aren't, and maybe they're scared of getting an adjustment. Oh, he's mm-hmm. going to break my back, or he's going to, you know, there's this thought, oh, I'm going to have a stroke, or mm-hmm. like, you know, that's a big rumor out there with chiropractors. Mm-hmm. And so could you talk a little bit about that?
The stroke thing was that was going on back when I was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study done, which was a literature search. Basically, the researchers just Googled things and searched the literature, and they found a connection between stroke and chiropractic adjustments. And that sent the chiropractic profession into a spin about, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And they came up with some procedures to check the vertebral arteries and things before getting an adjustment, and on and on. And then about 10 years later in Canada, they repeated the study, but they found that the link wasn't between the chiropractic adjustment and stroke. The link was the harbinger, or one of the harbingers, or one of the early signs of a stroke is neck pain. And what they found is that people were going to the chiropractor for neck pain, not.
Oh, and it was really early warnings of a stroke.
Yeah. So that was the link. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, though, it's always important for me to, as you know, a primary portal for health, is to make sure you're not having something more serious than just a misalignment,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's always something that's on the radar for me. Okay. So that's an important thing.
Okay. So you check that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay. So people need not be worried.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what I've gotten out of this so far is to recognize that, and this has happened to me somewhat in my just coaching practice, is people are suffering and they don't know that there's help.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a place that doesn't seem very likely. For instance, relating hearing to a chiropractic adjustment wouldn't be something that I would have thought of, or even the optical migraines.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's listening and they are suffering with something, it's something to consider that, you know, there are probably things that can be done to help.
Yeah.
And that if they come and see you, that they could walk away feeling better.
Yes. Yeah.
And alleviate a problem that's been chronic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, ultimately, the real hero in this whole thing is your body. The body is amazing in that it can repair itself in a myriad of different ways. And, you know, all I do is reconnect your brain and your body. You know, I reconnect that flow of energy and information.
You're so humble, Mike.
It's
a big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah. It's, you know, if the body wasn't designed to heal itself, chiropractic wouldn't work. Ultimately,
mm-hmm.
it's the chiropractor is working with your body to do the things it wants to do, not the things that I think your body should do. And that's a big difference. You know, it involves a lot of listening and watching and kind of asking questions of the body using orthopedic tests and other things like that, mm-hmm. and doing what the body wants, not just what I think it should do.
Nice.
Do we have more questions for Dr. Mike?
Well, I just had one little question about, so when people become misaligned, I'm thinking about like preventatively, like what are the reasons for that? Because like, I don't, you know, if I'm, yeah, what are the reasons for people becoming misaligned?
That's a great question. Yeah. And for me, what I see is there's one reason, and that's trauma. Mm. And it all starts with some kind of trauma, whether it's when you're a little kid, whether it's from, it could be from birth. You could have a traumatic birth and that can affect your upper cervical spine. Mm. It can be from the toddler days when the babies are always falling on their head, or it could be from a car accident or sports injury or something like that. And the joints in the spine become injured, and your body repairs everything with scar tissue.
Right.
But joints are designed to glide smoothly. The joint surfaces are designed to glide smoothly across each other. And if there's a repaired area with some scar tissue there, then that joint doesn't function the way it should. Mm. And every spinal segment has 6 joints. 4 posterior joints and 2 discs. And the discs aren't the ones that make the popping noise. It's the posterior joints. And when those guys are injured or functioning abnormally, that's when the joints in the spine become fixated or stuck and they're not moving the way they should. Mm-hmm. And that's how they wind up pinching the nerves. And basically, those are the places where I need to impulse and bring more normal function to that area.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just to relieve the nerves.
Yeah. Okay. So trauma.
Trauma is the number one thing. But once you've had the injury and it's been repaired, now other types of stressors can affect that, like mental, emotional, chemical, everything that makes the muscles contract and act abnormally. Yeah. And muscles, again, are controlled by the nerves.
Yeah.
So it's this kind of cycle.
Oh, and interesting. Everything's connected.
Yeah. So you can have a bad day and then your neck needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
So it's things like that. And that's why you wind up having to come forever, because people have bad days.
It's true.
This has been very enlightening. Yeah. I love listening to you, and I'm more convinced than ever to continue my professional relationship with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have any last thoughts for us, Dr. Mike, that you want our listeners to know?
No, only that it's only 2 days. I haven't even eaten my kids' candy, and it's snowing already. I don't know what the heck is going on with that.
Yeah. Well, I think, this show is going to air probably in December.
Right.
In December. But still, maybe it'll be snowing when it's airing, too.
I hope
for Christmas.
Yes, we want to be timely.
Yes.
Well, at least we'll know that we're dedicated to bringing our listeners top-notch information.
That's right.
Just like the mailman, you know, whether it's snowing or raining.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Mike. Thanks for coming on. And I think we're about ready to sign off here. I want to say that our program is brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Yay.
Yes. Yes. So thank you for their sponsorship. Anything?
Trying to think of anything. I'm just so interested in the whole chiropractic thing.
Yeah.
That my brain is not back on, just that it's Voice of Vashon.
Yeah.
That we enjoy being here every week, giving you ways to increase your health. And that's why we're called Peak Health.
That's right. Yeah, and next week we'll be talking to somebody else. I don't know who, but physical medicine. More physical medicine. So
okay, so be sure to tune in and tell your friends.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.